We're pleased today at the Saturday Light Brigade to have students from Pittsburgh Music Academy with us today. Two adults, Nicole and Simon, are with our students today, and they include six cellists ranging in age from 11 to 14. You'll get a chance to meet them shortly, but here is their first selection, quite appropriate for today. It's called Radioactive. You've got students from Pittsburgh Music Academy. What a great arrangement of that song that you just heard. Their next selection, and they have two more, and then we'll talk with everybody. We have Aria Di Chiesa. Once again, here is Pittsburgh Music Academy and a cello ensemble for today.
Thank you.
our cellists just performed from Pittsburgh Music Academy, Aria di Chiesa. And you should know that there are six cellists playing under the direction of Nicole Myers, and also Simon Cummings is here. And the six cellists you're hearing are in grades 5 through 9 and range in age from 11 to 14, and you'll get to meet them in just a moment. Now, for their final selection is a song that is called Mellow Cellos Tango. Once again, cellists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Finally, I've really been looking forward to getting a chance to talk with each of you. And in fact, we'll just start with you and sort of go from right to left. Can you tell me your name and where you go to school?
My name is Sarah Voigt. I go to
O'Hara. Hang on a minute, Sarah. Go ahead.
My name is Sarah Voigt, and I go to O'Hara Elementary.
And how old are you?
11.
And do you have any shout-outs? Anybody you'd like to say hello to?
No, I don't think so.
How long have you played cello?
I think this is my 7th year.
Wow. And what got you interested in the instrument?
I'm not sure. I just liked what sound it made, I guess.
Do you practice a lot?
Yes.
How often do you think you practice?
Almost every day.
That's a lot of hard work. Well, you sounded great. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I'm not sure yet, no.
And no ideas yet?
No.
Okay, well, it's nice to talk to you. Let's meet the person who's sitting next to you. And what's your name?
I'm Sophie.
Hi, Sophie. And how old are you?
I'm 12.
Where do you go to school?
I go to Mellon Middle School.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be tuned in now or who might be listening back?
I'll say hi to my dad, grandma, and grandpa.
Well, excellent. And when did you start to play cello?
Probably about 3 years ago.
And any thing that really made you interested in playing it?
Well, at school we got to test out some of the options for instruments, and I thought the cello had a really nice sound.
That's great. What other instruments did you get to try?
The violin, viola, and others, I guess.
Well, that's great. Now, have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
No.
It's kind of early to do that. Well, it's very nice to meet you.
You too.
And all of the songs sounded great. Did either of you two have any comments about the songs that you played this morning?
Yeah. The Mellow Cellos Tango was written by a composer named Michael Kibbe, and you probably know this, but a tango is an Argentinian dance.
Well, I know a little bit about that. I'm glad you're learning about the different forms of music, too. That was really neat. What you ended up playing were different styles, some pizzicata there. Do I have that right at the end?
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. Let's meet you. Hi. And you can tell me your name and where you go to school and what grade you're in.
My name is Maddie. I go to school at Carson Middle School, and I'm in seventh grade.
It's nice to meet you. I'm always curious how you found the cello, how you picked that as an instrument, and how long you've played.
I've been playing for 4 years, and I picked the cello because I like the deep sound and the range of notes.
Yeah, you all sounded really good together. Is it hard to play with other people at the same time?
Sometimes, because like you have to have the right tempo with everyone, and like you have to be in tune with everyone.
How do you get good at that?
You just have to get good at listening to other people.
That's probably a really nice transferable skill too. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
Yeah, my dad. Is it? Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you, Maddie. And next to Maddie, we have our last girl. Then we got a couple guys that are going to join us. Hi.
Hi, I'm Helena. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to Springdale Junior Senior High School.
Nice to meet you. Any shout-outs to pass along?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my dad and my teacher, Mrs. Mellon, if you're listening.
And how did you choose violin?
I play cello.
Or violin, I'm sorry, cello.
I honestly just chose it by random because we were first introduced to the Pilot Strings program at Springdale, so I decided, hey, I don't want to play violin, so I'll play cello.
What's that program all about, the Pilot Strings?
Well, it was Pilot because it was the first year Springdale ever had any string instruments, so I was the first cellist in my school.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nobody could ever take that away from you, ever.
Yeah.
You're the first cellist. Now, let's see. We did our shout-outs. Do you know what you'd like to be when you get older? I forgot to ask Maddie that question.
Well, I'd either want to be an engineer, a meteorologist, or an astronomer.
Those are both, are all great things. Maddie, have you thought about that at all yet?
I want to be a botanist and work at like a space program.
That's great. Nice. And it's always, I think people are interested in knowing what you might be thinking about in that regard. Let's meet. I have a feeling you're from Hampton.
Yes.
And that you're in the marching band.
Yeah.
Because I can tell by your sweatshirt. What's your name?
I'm Ted Swanson. And I go to Hampton High School. I am in ninth grade.
Now, I doubt there is a marching cello, is there?
No.
So what do you play in marching band?
In the marching band, I play the trombone.
That's a great instrument as well. How did you come to playing the cello?
I mostly just came to playing the cello just because my parents decided to just make me learn an instrument.
How long have you played now?
Probably about 10 or so years.
Wow. You must like playing if you're still doing it.
Yeah, I do like it.
Would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
I'll just say hello to anyone who would happen to know me who's listening right now.
Well, that's great. And have you thought at all about what you might like to be when you grow up, Ted?
Not really.
Yeah, a little early to do that. Well, thank you for being with us today. And we have one more member of our ensemble from Pittsburgh Music Academy. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
And tell me about yourself.
My name is David, and I go to Marshall Middle School.
And how long have you played cello?
3 or 4 years.
Any shout-outs or hellos to anybody listening?
Not really.
And have you thought about what you might like to do when you get older?
Probably a computer programmer.
One thing I'm curious about, you've been playing for 3 or 4 years, so you, I'm sure, remember what it was like to learn. Was it hard to learn how to play cello? I mean, were there certain hurdles you had to get around?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there was a period, like, when I first started that I just didn't want to practice at all. And so I just sort of kept my cello in my case and just didn't really play it at all.
And how did you get motivated to practice?
Well, so I moved to a different area, and I started doing lessons with Nicole Myers, and she introduced me to a lot of fun and upbeat songs that I wasn't used to, and so it sort of made me feel excited to play.
Well, that's good. That's what a good teacher does. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now, I'm going to say hello to Nicole for a moment, but before I do, I want to tell you all how great you sounded, and also ask, did anybody forget to say something they wanted to say? Hi.
Well, actually, now that I've thought of it, I have thought a little bit about what I would like to be when I'm older, and I would like to do something with biology.
This is Sophie. Biology?
Yeah.
Well, excellent. And anybody else want to add anything?
I think I may want to be like a researcher in the medical field.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you all can be whatever you want to be. And what you are this morning are great musicians. Nicole, anything else we should know about these kids?
Well, I'm very proud of them. They did an excellent job. And they are part of the Advanced Cello Ensemble. And we get together about once a month, and we play a wide range of music from rock and classical and contemporary. And it's been a real pleasure to be able to work with them.
They sounded great. Who did the arrangement for Radioactive?
Actually, that was arranged by Simon Cummings, and that came out of our summer program, our rock camp, our Cello Fury Rock Camp for Strings. That was one of our pieces we wrote or arranged for our one of our cello quartets. So, and it's been really fun to have the ensemble play it.
Yeah, it sounded really great. And Simon, thank you for being here today, too.
Sure, you're welcome.
I don't know if you had any. Have you been working with the kids? I know you're, I don't think you're on staff at Pittsburgh Music Academy, but you've been working a little bit with the students here?
Yes, I'm Sarah's private teacher, and also I've coached the group a couple of times.
Great. You can learn more about Pittsburgh Music Academy programs. What's the best way to do that?
You can check them out online. Just do a search for Pittsburgh Music Academy, and you can see all about the lessons and the concerts and different group opportunities that are available.
Well, thanks to all of you, David and Sophie and Tad. And Helena and Sarah and Maddie, you did a great job today. And I hope we'll see you back here sometime, too. These cellists are from Pittsburgh Music Academy.